And this is KFPW AM 1230 on the line to talk about the economy and maybe how the elections could affect that. And a busy week anyway here, first week of November. John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach. John, good morning.
Morning. It is going to be an exciting, action-packed week. A little bit of news out this morning on the economic front, not much. Personal income numbers out this morning. Market expected it to be up about 0.2%. The personal income last month actually dropped 0.1%. Personal spending was expected to be up about 0.4. It was up about 0.2. Those are pretty benign numbers. The market hasn't reacted much. The market futures are up just a tad. But everybody ought to set their alarm clock this week for 1:15 p.m. on Wednesday, because that's when things are going to really begin to change, and the word for the week may be volatility. Now, we know, of course, that the election is tomorrow, and we know that all the polls are showing that there's going to be a significant shift, and who knows whether polls are right or not. But what's really going to be important to see what happens is some of the other stuff that comes out this week. Buried in all of this stuff about the Fed, and we'll talk about that in a minute, and the election, some very important jobs numbers, and we've been talking about jobs continuously for months now. And 8:15, actually 7:15 our time on Wednesday morning, we get the employment change number from ADP. They're projecting only about a net increase of about 20,000 jobs, which is pretty benign. And then on Friday, we get all the employment data from the government. We get the unemployment rate expected to remain at about 9.6 to 9.7. Maybe an increase of about 60,000 non-farm payrolls jobs, which is a good number, positive number, but not enough to move the market. But here is what's going on. Of course, we know about the election. But the other thing is that the Fed begins a two-day meeting tomorrow. The Fed meets eight times a year. Some of those meetings are two-day meetings. When they have a two-day meeting, they make their announcement of what they're going to do at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 our time, on the second day, which is Wednesday. So that coincides with the day after the election. And what's really interesting about this is that we know that if Congress moves to the right, and that is the conservatives pick up some seats, it means that the Fed will know that the chances of getting any additional stimulus or help from policy from Congress is going to be pretty small. So the Fed is expected to know that they've got to up their ante in terms of QE2, quantitative easing. This is where the Fed buys massive amounts of Treasury securities to try to stimulate the economy. It's expected they'll announce that at 1:15 Wednesday. Some people say it could be as much as $2 trillion. Some people say $100 billion. We don't know what it'll be. But the other thing that's interesting, all the other major central banks make announcements within, get this, less than 33 hours after the 1:15 date from our Fed on Wednesday. For example, Thursday morning, 7 a.m., the Central Bank of the United Kingdom makes an announcement. 45 minutes later, the ECB, the European Central Bank, makes an announcement. And the next morning, Japan makes an announcement. So what's happening is all this activity is going to it's going to devalue the dollar even further, which should stimulate our economy because it helps exports. But it means these other countries may have to respond too. So, Bill, it's just going to be a very interesting week, a week fraught with activity, not just from the voters' booth, but also from the central banks. And it all ties into politics, and we see what happens.
John, I saw over the weekend that the Chinese are buying more and more pecans. In fact, so many pecans that it's driving up the price here in the United States. Now, That gets to me now with his pecan pie for Thanksgiving. That gets under my skin.
Well, you may have to switch to pumpkin this year, Bill.
We may have to. All right. John, thank you.
Take care.
That's John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Forts, maybe rhubarb pie. I got to get those pecans before the Chinese do. 479-782-2527. That's how to reach John. Again, his number, 782-2527. And you can email John, John Taylor at sternag.com.